Nolte, in Democrat-run New York, workers told to dress down to avoid crime surge. By John Nolte on December 3, 2021. At Bank of America, senior executives have quietly encouraged younger employees to dress down to attract less attention as they make their way to BofA's tower at 1 Bryant Park, reports the New York Post. It gets worse. These execs have told their staffers that dressing up, or wearing anything with a Bank of America logo, could make them a target. One bank employee told On the Money he is on high alert after he spotted someone with a knife near the office during a recent trek to the Manhattan workplace. Of course, it's not just Bank of America where worries over crime pervade. The city reported a 15% increase in felony assaults over the past 28 days, as of November 28, when compared to the same period a year ago, according to NYPD statistics. Murder rates have surged 42% over the past 2 years, but remain largely flat over the past year. The Post also points out that one top executive has been reduced to carrying a taser. In addition, some firms are offering private shuttles so their employees can avoid the dangers of public transportation entirely. And it's not just the threat of crime. With all the vagrants out on the street, people are being verbally harassed. Some people I work with have been accosted. I'd say it's becoming frequent, if not common, one person told the Post. There's probably a dozen incidents that I saw or have been involved in. Most of these incidents were verbal, but some were physical. Well, this is what happens when you vote for Democrats. In 1994, former Republican Mayor Rudy Giuliani took the crumbling, crime-infested city of New York and completely transformed it into the safest big city in the world, into a clean, vibrant, and thriving metropolis. Then, in just 7 years, Democrat incumbent Mayor Bill de Blasio unraveled New York. The blight is back, baby. Hopefully, Mayor-elect Eric Adams, a Democrat who ran primarily as a tough-on-crime candidate, can turn things around. And you have to give New Yorkers credit for choosing Adams. Unlike the Democrat-run shitholes of Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Chicago, etc., New Yorkers at least moved to the right as a means to save their city. Imagine how bad things are in your city when you have executives telling their personnel to basically disguise themselves. That's a broken city. Any city where you cannot walk down the street dressed however you like without fear of being accosted, is a broken city. Why do Democrats choose to live like this? This spike in crime we see across so many Democrat-run cities does not have to happen. This country knows how to fight crime. Not fighting crime is a choice Democrat mayors are making. And electing pro-crime mayors is a choice Democrat voters are making. Whatever. It's not my problem. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.